On a quiet street in the heart of New Bern, volunteers with AmeriCorps removed drywall, ceiling tiles, and fiberglass insulation from a ceiling of a home that was damaged from the wind-driven rain during Hurricane Florence. What started as a minor roof leak has, over time, become a health and safety hazard for the family that has lived in the home for the past 3 years.
The back room was the one that had, you know, still had the mold and stuff, so we kept that door, you know, closed, you know, not really knowing what it was doing to our health.
That's the longtime homeowner who asked us not to use her name to protect her privacy. After discovering the roof leak, she contacted her insurance provider, who refused to fix the roof because it wasn't covered for wind damage. After that, she says she was reluctant to reach out to FEMA out of fear of being turned down again.
I don't know, sad, discouraged, you know, wanted to lose faith, but through it all, couldn't, because each day I woke up, we still had a roof over our head. It just wasn't the same anymore.
Eventually, a relative encouraged her to reach out to the Craven County Disaster Recovery Alliance. The organization was formed in 2016 in response to Hurricane Matthew and works with about 70 partnering agencies like Habitat for Humanity, the Fuller Center Disaster Rebuilders, Baptists on a Mission, and the Salvation Army to facilitate immediate and long-term disaster recovery.
Walking through some of these homes and looking at the conditions that they're forced to live in, tarps aren't meant to last 3 years.
Jeremy Kohlberg is the construction supervisor with CCDRA. He says the recovery projects across Craven County keep coming and never seem to end.
I have 10 on my board ready to go. We're going through another 3 homes, maybe 4 homes on Friday to validate whether or not we can handle the project.
If you look at it in needs of numbers, 1 in 4 households were affected by Hurricane Florence.
That's Craven County Disaster Recovery Alliance Director Kitty Hardison.
There was over 11,000 FEMA registrations, which there's 44,000 households in Craven County. So that was 1 in 4, and that's just those that applied with FEMA. There were many more that did not apply for FEMA. So that just shows you the magnitude of Hurricane Florence and how it affected from one end of the county to the other.
When Florence hit, CCDRA was already working with FEMA, state emergency management, and nonprofits. At first, recovery efforts focused on mucking and gutting out homes that were inundated with water. Individuals that could do the work themselves or could afford to hire a contractor were able to get back on their feet more quickly. Now, 3 years later, the majority of clients that CCDRA is helping come from underserved communities. Most are uninsured or underinsured, and have incomes that fall below the poverty level. Director of Operations Christy Kohlberg says the main challenge with Florence was that the damage was widespread.
All the corners of Craven County has been touched: Harlow, Duffy Field, Vanceboro, Cove City,
Grifton, Dover.
I mean, just all over. Everywhere. It's safer to say there's not a piece of Craven County that wasn't touched by Florence.
Kohlberg says they've seen a surprising number of people who've been forced to live inside their homes since the storm, despite life-threatening black mold and other hazards.
Don't really have any other options. Families are struggling, so, you know, it's hard for them to bring a family member into their home if they need a safe place to go. And the rental market is completely depleted. I mean, there's not much left to find a rental.
There has been some progress. CCDRA and their partners have helped over 500 families return to their homes, but recovery is far from over. Kohlberg says they have at least 500 more that are awaiting repairs.
And people are still, you know, almost daily being forced out of their homes. And we have clients that are couch surfing. You know, they'll stay with this friend for a couple days and then with sister and then with brother. And they're continuously being moved around because their home still has damage.
The more immediate repairs from flood damage have slowed. Now volunteers are replacing drywall and flooring damaged by Hurricane Florence's wind-driven rain. Homes that had minor damage during the storm are much worse now. Kohlberg says one example is a home in Dover, which started with a small hole in its roof.
She went and took a personal loan to pay a contractor trying to do her own recovery. The contractor took that money and left. Never repaired her home. Over time, the damage just got worse and worse and worse, and now her home is completely gutted. That small leak has now cost her entire house and everything in it.
Long-term recovery can be just that, long-term. CCDRA Director Kitty Hardison.
When we started doing some estimates right after Florence, we anticipated this being a 5 to 7 year recovery.
CCDRA and their partners have about 50 active projects in Craven County at any given time. A major obstacle to long-term recovery is funding, since the repairs are generally covered through state and federal grants and public donations. Volunteers are also needed to physically repair the damages. Another challenge, Kolberg says, is getting the word out that assistance is still available to people impacted by Florence.
I do think people feel forgotten. I also think that Florence in some ways felt like a molehill, and you add COVID on top of it and now it feels like a mountain. This is trauma on top of trauma. You know, people have lost loved ones since the storm. So that's trauma on top of trauma on top of trauma, you know.
Back at one of the two current CCDRA construction projects in Craven County.
This was the one where the tiles, the wind blew the seal, you know, blew the tiles down.
So it was three rooms that got the water damage.
Yes.
Volunteers have fixed the front door and replaced some of the windows that were broken. The roof damage was fixed earlier this month and new shingles were put on. If all goes according to plan, construction should wrap up tomorrow. For the first time in 3 years, the family that lives in this small home on Hazel Avenue has hope.
Yes, just seeing the process or the progress of what's, you know, what it was and what it's becoming. Yes. Yes. I can smile again.
For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.